Runaway Weekend, you've just released a new single the day before we've recorded this. Tell me about it. What's it all about?
It's about, well, the song is called Heartless. So basically the song is reflecting upon a toxic relationship. But basically the whole meaning of the video, have you seen the video?
Yes.
Yes. So the whole thing with the sex dolls, you know, the whole meaning is sort of, no matter what sort of like materialistic or like any sort of like glorified things you have in your life, if there's no sort of more depth to it, that no sort of genuine meaning, then it's just like, it's all fake and it's not real sort of thing. That's hence the sex dolls. Is like, you go to the party first in like real time and it's like this massive party and all these girls, et cetera, et cetera. But then he goes to party from his perspective and it's just all fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
and
do.
That's kind of the whole concept behind the video.
As the vocalist for Runaway Weekend, did you write all those lyrics by yourself?
I did write the lyrics, but the song was... I definitely can't take all songwriting credit. The song was very collaborative.
Okay. Moving on to collaborative stuff. So Runaway Weekend comes in a force of four members.
Yeah.
Do you all have the same sort of background?
Not at all. Not at all, my dude. So we've got... our drummer used to play in a popular pop-punk band from Adelaide. It used to be called Daybreak. Danny, the guitarist who does all the producing and stuff, he used to be in this metal band called Amaranthian. And then Peter, the bass as well, he used to be very into sort of heavy metal kind of music, that kind of stuff. Me, I got brought up in like theater, stage and stuff like that. So I actually did acting before I did singing or anything like that.
So huge diversity of backgrounds. Yeah. Does that come through your music at all?
That's the thing though, because although we do come from different backgrounds, we kind of all share a pretty similar vision artistically for where we want the band to go. So it just kind of gels really well, surprisingly, even though we're all so different.
Yeah. In terms of being a cohort, what kind of influences would you guys have? And tell me if I'm wrong, but I do detect in some of your stuff, there's a bit of 1975 in there. Would that be correct?
Yeah, no, definitely. We definitely like that band, man. They're a sick band. No, there's so many influences. Like, I couldn't really... Like, we all obviously have our different favorites. Like, I know Danny's like a diehard Nickelback fan.
Classic.
Yeah. Pretty
cool. they get a bad rap, but at the end of the day, you go to them for a lot of stuff.
They got bloody good music.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why they're still going, isn't it?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, Kyle, you this year have commenced a Bachelor of Music at Uni of Adelaide. How's that going for you so far? Has that changed the way you write your music at all?
Not really. At this stage, I wouldn't say. It's been pretty early days, though. I've only really been doing it for like half a semester. It's been cool to meet lots of... I think the coolest part about university life is just meeting people who are interested in the same thing as you are and share the same sort of passion. And that just like sort of communicating with people like that is probably the coolest thing so far. I haven't really delved into more of the in-depth sort of stuff, but I'm enjoying it so far. Like, it's good fun.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I think we've had a couple people before who have done the Bachelor of Music program, and it has sort of change the way they think about when they write stuff. And last week we had the Cassandras on, and they were talking about how they can really pick out and break apart the music. So hopefully that will be you in a matter of time. How's balancing all of your studies and obviously maintaining the band? You know, for time-wise, obviously, it must be pretty restrictive.
Yeah, it's bloody hard, man. Like, all four of us, like, only one of us isn't at uni, and he works full-time. So it's just, like, it gets pretty hectic sometimes. But, I don't know, I think we're all pretty motivated and we just kind of work around it, and we have to have a lot of late nights. Like, I remember up to the release of Heartless, like, there were so many nights. Like, I remember Danny called us all over one night, and it was all like, it was like 12 a.m. and we like, p.m. sorry. And a.m. I'm not sure. And then we drive over, cut that out. So we head over to Danny's house really late, and like, we stayed there. The session ended up going till like 5 a.m. Wow. Just like going in the car, and she's just driving around the block, listening to mixes and being like, oh, it needs more bass, like, et cetera. Yeah, we just get very little sleep.
well, your effort does show in your result. As we've had a few bands on here already, on Global Generation, a lot of them have said they've started in Adelaide, some have moved to Melbourne just to broaden their horizons, you know, see different opportunity. Yeah. What's your take on that? How's Adelaide treating you so far?
It's pretty good. We've got lots of really good like supporters here, and everyone sort of comes out to the shows, and we've gone on a couple tours, and it's the same when you go interstate as well. I'd love to go overseas one day with it. Yeah, it's just an aspiration I've always kind of had, but I just love playing live music, man. Like, it's the best. Like,
yeah. Well, you guys did host your own tour last year, mostly down the East Coast.
Yeah.
And how was that for a first for Runaway Weekend?
Oh, it was It was pretty good. No, we had a lot of fun doing that tour, and like that whole EP as well. That's something I'm still like immensely proud of, even though we've sort of slightly changed directions. It's still something I can listen to and be like, I'm so proud that we did that and that we did that tour. And even though it wasn't perfect and there's so many different things that I do differently, like it was just time of my life, man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, totally. No, it's something I want to get around to for sure.
100%.
In terms of getting your name out there, I know that you've made a bunch of CDs and you distributed them everywhere.
Yeah.
What was the result of that? That was quite a game plan.
This was like early days, man. This was like 2015 or something like that. And like we just basically we had this song called 2 AM, and then we sort of made like these cardboard like CDs and had like the artwork on it. And then we just sort of went to like shows, like I think we went to 1975 because they came to Adelaide, and maybe Bring the Horizon as well. And we just sort of handed out CDs, and then all of a sudden we sort of started getting this like online following because people started talking about it and sharing it, and it was on YouTube as well. And then all of a sudden we had like people like sort of messaging, oh, send me a CD. It was like the coolest thing because we're like, what the hell? It was so awesome. But yeah.
Ah, good game plan. I mean, if it works, if it's stupid, but it works.
It was bloody tedious,
though. Oh, I bet.
But it worked. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. Well, with the new single out and very exciting stuff ahead, what's next on the agenda for Runaway Weekend?
Well, the next thing is the headline show and the 20th of May at Jive Bar, which should be, that's something we're really looking forward to because we sort of, since doing the first headline show, like there's so many new like innovations we want to bring to the show. Like we really want to put a large emphasis on sort of like the more the visuals, the lighting, etc. And that's something I'm really looking forward to doing.
Well, I reckon I will certainly be there. I'm definitely looking forward to it. But in the meantime, I reckon we'll listen to it right here, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Runaway Weekend and their new single, Heartless.